This is Triple M's Rush Hour, thanks to Bluebet. Get around Bluebet's all-new AFL Same Game Stat Wars. Download today. What are you really gambling with?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
What are you doing?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Me? You're speaking to me?
No, I am.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
We got a massive Friday night game coming up. St Kilda, who are flying. Port Adelaide, who are back on track, and they're going beautifully.
Huge.
So on the show tonight, Dan Butler. And then Tom Jonas. Sadly, Tommy not playing. Yeah, no. Accepted a week.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Disappointing for the skipper, but good man. Yep. So we're looking forward to that. We've got a bit of topics. Brownless, which interests me after topic pressure has been airborne. Last two times, the bank has been full.
You know we
haven't been able to jam any more callers in there.
You know we've got to speak about this, Jim, before we come on.
It looked a bit light on the screen, to be honest. But anyway, we'll get to that when the time comes.
Yes.
And then some feedback with Rosie Walton. So a nice full show as I say hello to you.
And some feedback from Billy Boy before my joke, because you've got to know, Jim, it's not about you, the joke. It's about the family.
Well, it's about our show and not being repetitive.
It's about the family.
Really.
So, and part of that family, a big part of it, because he laughs at my jokes, is rabbits.
We're going streaking! Yes! No, sorry.
Oh.
Sorry, we're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody! Come on! Snoop! Snoop-a-loop! Snoop! No, it's cool. I'm cool. Bring your green hat. Let's go. Come on, everybody! We're going! Here we go!
Oh, what's that off?
Will Ferrell, old school.
Old school.
Yeah. Great film.
And my favourite Dan band of all of those films too, right at the end of it.
Total Eclipse.
Around.
He's funny, isn't he? A web?
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hurry up, Bill, and get to the rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Jimmy the MRO.
Mm-hmm.
Jai Caldwell.
Jai Caldwell.
Yes, striking Nick Daicos.
In the guts.
$3,000 fine.
I know.
So intentional contact, low impact. Yes. Body. So $3,000, which I don't mind.
Wasn't a lot in it. This hasn't happened for a while, Bill. Yeah. But remember the old days when players used to stand on the wing, for instance, and belt each other in the guts eight times before the game even started?
Mm.
Literally just hail blows into the other bloke's guts.
Oh, well,
twice as hard as that.
No, Backman used to do it all the time.
All the time.
And they'd hit you in the kidney. Jeez, it hurt.
Oh, would have.
Mate, you'd try and walk away.
That wasn't even looked at.
No, no.
No one even talked about getting any money out of it.
After about six, you'd turn around and go, mate, do it again.
And then they'd stop?
No, they'd keep waiting. They'd stop for Ablett. He used to say
exactly. And plug it.
Exactly. And plug her. Dylan Scheel fined $1,500 for careless contact with an umpire.
Right.
Jesse Motlock,
Carlton.
He's copped a one-match ban. Sling tackle on Dougal Howard, our man.
Yep, Doogsy.
Yes. Callum Ward, Giants, received a one-match suspension for a dangerous tackle. Jim on Lockie Neal.
Right.
Tom Jonas, we're talking at 5:32.
Exactly.
Yep. He has accepted a one-match ban. He's the captain, so we'll ask him about that and how it works with the clubs in the AFL and that'd be a good question to ask.
See if you can get that one to him then when he comes on.
I will. Good news at the Hawks. Finally, Mitch Lewis will play his first game for 2023 against Western Bulldogs on Saturday night.
Yes.
Unlucky the Hawks. They've lost their last two games, Jim, by a combined of 5 points.
Right.
They've been good. They've been okay. They've had a go.
Yep.
He kicked 37 goals last year in 15 games, Mitchy Lewis. So an important player there.
Right.
Speaking of the Hawks, Jim.
Oh, no.
Their captain. James Sicily has had to release an apology.
Right.
Well, he had to do that, of course, after comments he made about Tasmania.
Yep.
I want to apologise to anyone I have offended or upset about my comments on Tasmania today.
Yes.
You don't start like that, Jim, to be honest.
Well, you know from your own apology.
Exactly. If you say that.
Entitled Mainlanders.
Well.
The Premier said.
Oh, did he?
Branded them Entitled Mainlanders.
Is that Rockcliffe?
Yeah, not happy.
He also said the comments I made were flippant and do not reflect my views on Tasmania, especially when they're chipping in $4 million.
Mm, exactly.
I know, he didn't put that in.
Didn't put that in?
No. I love coming down to Tassie to stay and play. I visit Tassie every year outside of footy, enjoy my golf and food, and let's meet at the Pavilion at Salamanca and have a couple of beers.
So Jeremy Rockcliffe,
yes,
has come out and said, nothing brings Tasmanians together like being spoken down to by entitled mainlanders, ignorant of our beautiful state.
Entitled.
And it is a beautiful state.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Superb place.
Who's entitled?
I tell you, get on the boat with your car, get off at Devonport, and then drive the whole way around. It is one of the great things you can do.
Well, get on your boat at Geelong, Jim.
Yes.
The new
ship,
beautiful.
I think they would prefer it to be said.
What do you say?
It is a wonderful thing, so make sure you go and do it one day.
Did you wedge a plug in for your own pub
and we've all
in James Sicily's?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he said it here at the end.
Did he?
Drop into the pavilion at Salamanca.
No, didn't mention that once.
Andrew Dillon is the man to replace Gill, Jim.
Yes.
Is that right? Is that what you're hearing?
Well, it's all over the news, so I suspect it's not far away from being announced. I've heard that now for 6 months and never understood how that could not be the case. Very capable man, very good man, but a different act to Gill. A lot quieter, fair bit sort of not quite got the charisma and the sizzle, so, but a very good operator.
He would swim in the flags.
Yes.
And Gill would swim.
Goes dancing, you know, with Delta and
But Gill would be outside the flag swimming and surfing.
Gill at the moment is seeking out selfies.
Yes.
I saw him walking the boundary on Anzac Day and he was going over to people and saying, would you like one with me? That's where he's at.
Well, I think Gil's going to stay on for a bit.
How long?
Just a while.
Just until the budget comes out?
Well, just to see things go right.
Federal budget, I think that's about right.
Do you know a New York-based recruitment firm was paid $1 million to assist with the search? That's what they're saying here, Jim. $1 million to come up with that.
Righto.
And apparently the commission vote over Gather Round went Andrew Dillon 4, Kylie Watson-Wheeler 3.
Who told you that?
It's in here. I'm just reading it off the sheet here. Where do we get that from, Hose? The paper.
How would anyone know what the president's vote is?
It's in the paper.
And plus, there are 18 of them, so 4-3. How does that work?
Yeah.
Or is it commission?
No, commission.
I thought you said the president's
vote. The commission, Jim. 4-3, that says here.
See, righto, Bill.
Oh, cricket.
Well, even less you should be able to find that out.
That's in the paper.
Righto.
Shots fired from Stuart Broad saying Australia's 4-0 Ashes victory 2 years ago was void.
What?
Because he reckons the quarantine bubbles and COVID and all that made it hard for England to be at its best.
Give us a spell. Australia are in a quarantine bubble as well.
Exactly right.
What's he on about?
Both ways.
Exactly.
So what do we say to Stuart Broad? You know who can properly go and get stuffed?
Who?
Stuart Broad! Cheating! That's Hig! Big Hig!
Yes, very good.
Yes, so you wrote that, Jim, don't
no,
you?
No, yeah, don't. You give me any of that credit. That was all on you, Fat. Especially some of the more controversial ones.
Oh, I tell you what's been controversial we've got to wrap it up. Kokkinakis, Jim.
Yes.
Is out of the Madrid Open. He played Jamon Muir, lost in 3 sets, but it got a bit, there's a bit going on here. It got a bit heated. And this was at the conclusion of the game when the two boys meet at the net. Have a listen.
Yes. Hold on. Yes. Bro, you don't shut up.
No, please, please. Please don't talk. Respect with me now. Come on. No, but come to me. We talk. Don't get involved.
Okay, I'm sorry. But I just thought it was rich from him talking because he's done the same thing the whole time.
So
angry.
He said, don't tell me to shut up again. And Cock was saying, or what? Or what? Come on. Mate, that was on. So he was
at the net. You don't see that very
I know.
What was he?
An angry cock. Oh. Anarchist. That's cock to me. Raps, double downed. Yeah.
He doesn't know what he's saying.
He doesn't.
He's actually gone insane.
He's lost the plot
completely
this
week. Lost his way.
Handle with care.
Well done, Phil. Dan Butler from the St Kilda Footy Club up next. Double down.
Sweet Jesus.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Still ruled out over there, Jim. They're plantar fasciitis.
Plantar fasciitis.
That's it.
They're ahead of their huge game against Port Adelaide tomorrow night. We're joined by Dan Butler from the St Kilda Footy Club.
Puts it out to the fat side. Butler's got a paddock. He can line him up from 35. They're home, the Saints.
Couple of eagles collide. and picked up here by Butler. He runs. Look at the pace. Another bounce. 40, 30, 20, 10. Closing. Butler kicks the goal.
Fat.
Yep.
This is a man that Nath Brown's been saying for 5 years is the best looking player in the comp.
He is.
You know why?
He's from Ballarat?
No.
No.
Because Brownie reckons he looks like him.
Oh.
That's 100% Dan Butler the reason as we welcome you.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, mate. You are not only you personally, but the club. It's ridiculous how well the Saints are going. Are you surprised in any way by where you find yourselves coming into this round?
No, look, it's been a good pre-season, and Ross come in pretty early and set the standards for us. Whether I thought we'd be sitting atop the ladder at this stage, wasn't sure. But yeah, the way we've trained and the way Ross has come in with the other coaches, I'm not really surprised, yeah.
They're 5-1, top of the tree. Mm. They are on the march, Jimmy boy. Big game against Port Adelaide Friday night, Marvel. Yep. But I think he's been good for you too, Daniel son.
Yeah, I'm loving Ross, and I think the other smalls as well. And, you know, the forward line under Robert Harvey's been working really well, especially, you know, there was doubts over how we'd go without Membry and King. So it's been good to, you know, play some good footy and have some youngsters step up as well.
So, Dan, give us an example. We hear Joey Montagna, we hear Dal, we hear Rui Riewoldt, all the boys that played under him at St Kilda. Say, firstly, that he's a beauty, but secondly, that he will come in and he demands standards and levels and will not tolerate anything falling underneath that. And you know that immediately as soon as he walks through the door. Can you give us an example of that?
I wish I could, but no one's actually, I think since he got in, everyone's heard the stories of that. so I don't think anyone's actually witnessed it firsthand yet. I'm kind of a little bit looking forward to the day we've had a bad game and get a good Ross spray because all I've heard about is some of them from the past. So we haven't experienced a good Ross spray yet, so we're looking forward to that.
But more an example, like Dennis Pagan, for instance, yes. You had to be 10 minutes early.
Right.
Every meeting, every training, you had to be 10 minutes early. Right. And if you weren't, so he said, if you arrive on time, you're 10 minutes late, was his view. So he taught all these young blokes that you need to be...
Punctual.
Yeah, exactly, punctual. So that's just a simple example, Dan. So is there anything that Ross is really passionate about his players getting right on a day-to-day basis?
I can't think of anything specific. I think it's probably more the on-field stuff. I think he speaks to us about, you know, some of the teams he's coached where, you know... They haven't been the most talented players, but the effort and stuff is required. And I think that's been shown all over the preseason. You know, he's been so strong on not worrying about results, you know, this past month and just worrying about the process. But in terms of something small like that, he's been pretty hot on structures and all that kind of stuff, but nothing major.
Have you been listening to him?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, sometimes.
Hey, the defence has been outstanding. Kept Carlton to 8 goals last week, Jim.
Yep.
So we like Dougsy. We get Dougsy Howard on occasionally, and we like him. But Wilkie's been outstanding, and the whole defensive setup.
Yeah, Wilkes has been awesome. He's such an. I think he's probably getting more recognition this year, and obviously last year. But he's been doing it for a few years now, and obviously with a lot of help from Dougal and Battle as well. So. Yes. Yeah, they've been going awesome. The back 6 and 7 and really gelling well.
Tell us about the fans, mate. They'd be getting nice and up and about. We all know 4 or 5 Saints fans, and it's been an up and down journey for them for the last 10 years or so.
Seen a lot of them lately.
We have. They're getting up and about, Dan, man.
Yeah, I think they've been sleeping the last few years. There's a few coming out of the woodwork, which is good to see. But it was awesome. Obviously, the game of the G against Essendon to have 70,000 there, a big crowd on Sunday, so hopefully, you know, tomorrow night at Eddie Howe we can get really good crowd, and it's been awesome having a good buzz around the club, and I think there's nothing like it when the Saints are going well.
You got a nickname, Dan Butler?
Just Butts, pretty boring, unfortunately.
We did have one there set up, did we, Rabsy? The doorbell?
No, that was yesterday.
Oh, right.
I wouldn't be going with that one again either, Bill. That landed pretty flat, that one. Now, we're back at Moorabbin, and I know you have been for a while, but my young bloke is in one of the younger pathways, and they do all their work there. Very good setup, Dan. You'd be happy with the way that's all come together.
Yeah, it's awesome. Obviously, I was fortunate enough to get to the club when they just moved back to Moorabbin, so didn't Get the experience out at Seaford.
That's a good thing.
Lucky.
Which I haven't heard too many positive reviews, but yeah, the facilities we have at Moorabbin is unreal. And with the new Danny Frawley Centre, all the recovery set up and stuff in there, it's unreal. And yeah, we've got, you know, everything at our disposal. So we're really, you know, lucky and fortunate to have that.
So if I could ask you one thing that's different between the Saints and Richmond, what would it be?
Saints and Richmond.
The jumpers?
Yeah, the colours. I don't know. I think moving across, it's you probably expect there to be a lot of differences. But for me, I think a footy club's a bit of a footy club. You have all the same people, the same, similar blokes, the ones that are quiet, the ones that like a joke and stuff. And it's been a pretty easy transition, really. Like, you know, the Saints fans are just as loyal, and hopefully we can build towards that, you know, more membership like the Tigers have. But I'm not too sure, really.
Well, we got surfing to cover, fishing, camping, golf, travelling, tats.
His farm back at Ballarat. Right,
all of that coming with Dan Butler from the Saints.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you do that you now just can't be asked doing?
Going for a run.
Dan Butler from the St Kilda Footy Club joins us ahead of tomorrow night's huge clash against Port Adelaide at Marvel Stadium. Grab a ticket, or if you're a Saints fan, get on board and buy a membership. Head to saintsmembership.com.au or call 1300 467 246.
Playing some good footy this year, Dan Butler. Kicked three last week, Jimmy Boy. Premiership player, of course, with the Tigers in his first year. Yep. Come down from North Ballarat or Lake Windaree. How was that? You enjoyed your footy up there in Ballarat?
Yeah, it was good. It was cold.
Oh, yeah.
I remember you coming down
Spun the wheel
to Lake Wendaree. I was there that night.
Were you there?
Yeah, we got a photo together, actually. I'll have to dig it up. But, we got a photo that night, but that was a good night.
Spanner, of course. Dave Kenny, do you know Spanner?
Who's that, sorry?
Spanner. Owns the red line there. Very important bloke to know.
Where's the wheel?
Yeah, he is.
That was a big night. We had a big one there at Lake Windaree. And then, of course, you tell me about your dad's farm. It's a big farm, massive farm out of Ballarat, Jim. You got sheep and cattle or a bit of lucerne or canola? What do you got there?
No, it's far from a farm. It's about 10 acres. We've got no animals.
So what's on it?
No, just mum and dad's house. It's more of a property. I wouldn't say it's a farm.
Oh, I've got here a massive farm outside Ballarat.
Bill had him growing loose canola.
Unfortunately, it's not a farm. But
do you get
you
back
spread
there
it if you want?
Do you
try to get back there a bit. Obviously, mum and dad are still living there. I got both my younger brothers in Melbourne now, but still try to get back there when I can.
And what's with the ping pong paddle on your ass?
That's on Castanhas.
Oh, it is. So explain that to me.
A few years ago in 2017, we just had a race, first of 150 games of table tennis won. The loser would get a tattoo of a table tennis with the other person's initials. And I think I kick-started Castagna's tattoo, his body. So he's covered now.
About to say, he's caught up pretty quick. That's the smallest one he's got by a mile.
He's got a ping pong paddle on his
ass cheek.
With DB on it.
Dan Butler.
Yeah, with DB, yeah.
DB, I like it. All right, so... In order of passion, surfing, fishing, camping, golf. Which
football.
I probably play golf more than I surf at the moment. So probably golf, surfing, camping, and then fishing. I don't do a lot of fishing, to be honest.
Where do you peg it up? I know you love going down to Barnboogle, which is absolutely magnificent. Roscoe down there, and, of course, all the beautiful staff at Barnboogle. But in Melbourne, where do you play?
Member at Yarra Yarra.
Oh, so, nice.
Yeah, great course and pretty open, so I like that off the tee.
And if I do a bit of camping, get me three-man tent out. Where do you like camping?
I got a Volkswagen Transporter, so it's probably more glamping. Don't really get the tent out, right. But me and my brother and cousins, we went down to Eyre River, just past the Polar Bay over summer, which was good. So I try to get out when I can. But
Bill Dan's got the three-man tent and he only just fits in it.
Stands up like a three-man tent. And the lovely Sarah, Ballarat or Melbourne girl?
Yeah, no, she's Ballarat.
Ballarat?
We're going to each other, so yeah.
Oh, look at Bill.
Oh, no. Not from Ballarat.
I can't actually believe that. Did she go on the European tour with the boys or was that a boys' trip?
Nah, that was just a boys' trip. Really wanted her to come, but unfortunately, you have to go with the boys.
Benny really Patton, wanted to.
Max King, Hunter Clark, Nick Caulfield. So it was a decent crew.
Yeah, it was good. We had about, I think there was maybe 12 or 13 of us at Oktoberfest. So, yeah, it was good fun.
Run into any other, because all other clubs were at Oktoberfest representation, wouldn't they?
Yeah, a few of the, we were with a few of the Port lads. And then I think some of the Sydney lads might have been there, Essendon lads as well. So there's a bit of hot spot for some footy players. But, yeah, it's good scenes there.
Do you run into any players from opposition teams that you don't like, think he's a bit of a dick, and then you go, oh, actually, he's not a bad fella?
I can't think of anyone, but, yeah.
So you train today. The Saints train today. Day off tomorrow. So what do you do on your day off? And do you eat anything before the meal? What do you have? Any pasta back in our day we used to?
No, tonight, so I'll just have Indian, actually, the night before.
Indian?
Yeah, I love my butter chicken the night before, so hopefully that's all right. And then tomorrow, it's a bit of a long day. We don't start till 7:50, so keep it pretty low-key. Go for a swim in the beach during the day and just go for a bit of a walk. That's about it, really.
You have a nap during the day?
Nah, I tried it. A few years ago, I had a nap during the day and had a dog of a game, so I've never done it again.
Do you eat anything before the meal? Bill asked him.
Before the meal.
Do you still catch up with Liam Baker?
Yeah, still catch up with Baker. So, and a few of the other Richmond lads went for dinner with him the other night. So, yeah, we still try to catch up every couple of weeks, which is good.
He loves his golf.
Yeah, he's pretty handy. He's gotten down to, I think he's off 6 or 7 at the moment. So he's, can play.
Is it Q though? So he'd be trying to get into your joint pretty quick.
Exactly.
yeah. He come down a couple of weeks ago and played Yarra and he had 43 off 8 or 9, I think. So yeah, he's could probably convince him to sign up there. He plays that well there.
Very nice. Well, we're loving it, Bill.
Exactly.
They're a great
little
watch.
We like watching him there, kick goals.
Always like but we just love the fact that the Saints are back up and about. Ross, the boss, has wandered in
we
and
like
just
him.
The fresh air going through the joint is superb. Dan, good luck, mate. Friday night, the big lights are on your footy club, and we wish you well with it.
Thanks, guys. Cheers for having me.
See you, mate.
Dan Butler from the St Kilda Footy Club on the Rush Hour. Pack out Marvel Stadium tomorrow night, by the way. Grab a ticket and grab a Saints membership, saintsmembership.com.au.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So we get people up and then Bill serves that up.
Bill, recently you joined a new club.
I did indeed. The Mile High Club, Jim.
No.
Fluter. No, I didn't. Time to connect with the Rush Hour.
You needed to explain that to our audience.
133353.
Not one person listening, and there are millions, believed you.
They all went tick. I knew you would, Billy. It was only a matter of time.
Of course they did.
I was looking for some nice new sheets, Jim. I thought about silk, but apparently they're slippery. If I get in there with my silk boxes, I slide straight off and hit the wall, Jim. So, got silk boxes.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
And also, I'm looking for some new bedheads. I haven't got any bedheads, Jim.
Right.
So, bit of concussion. So man, I had to find somewhere to go.
We just need a reset.
We should actually just stop and then completely restart.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour at JB and Bill. Tom Jonas to join us after 5.
And his brothers. Looking for some nice sheets, Jimmy Boy, and some bedheads, okay?
Right.
So I went down Bridge Road, Richmond, and I found a new shop, Adairs.
Yeah.
Homeware, gym, bedding, kids, outdoor cushions, towels, got everything.
They used to be owned by Slicer years ago.
Slicer.
Dermot's great, mate.
Yes, I know, Slicer.
Yep.
Mate, great shop. It was chockers.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you why it was chockers in a minute. But this had everything there, Jimmy Boy.
I know, it's good.
So I went in there and I got my sheets and got my bedheads. And I went up to the counter, and the lovely ladies there, they said, are you a member of Adairs? I said, well, no, it's the first time I've actually been in your lovely shop.
In my life.
They said, if you sign up today, Bill, 40% off.
What?
40% off, Jim.
What'd you get otherwise?
Not sure. But anyway, look, linen lovers, there I am. I got my nice little card, Adairs card, Jim.
What is wrong with you?
I'm a linen lover. So I signed up 40% off. How good is that?
You walked away with all your stuff.
Well, I had to pick it up today. That's another story.
Oh, see.
I had to put it in the ute and tie it on. You should have seen. Oh, jeez, going up butt road.
Go
So, Jim, I'm going to ask the listeners on 133353, what are you a member of?
Hence.
Well done. Good hence. What are you a member of? Unusual.
Well,
because I am a linen lover.
Well,
I like
unusual.
It. 40% off.
All right. I'm a member of the Noosa Surf Club.
You are.
Well, because you said to me, go and see my mate Moggy.
Moggy.
And have a beer with him.
Yeah.
Because I was there a while back. I said, all right, I bloody will. And so I walked in the front and the lady said, I said, I'm here to see Moggy. Yeah, she said, of course you are, along with the other 1,000 people in it. She said, you need to be a member to get in.
That's right.
So I signed up.
All those surf clubs and things like that.
I'm a member of the Noosa Surf Club.
Nice cheap froffies, Jim,
when
you're
a member
there.
He looked after me like a cup favourite.
He
Moggy.
Does. Him, Moggy
that's,
does.
So that's a weird membership because I'm not a surf club member.
No, well, you are now.
I am now.
And I'm a linen lover. Are all you signed up to anything?
Yeah, social. Member of the Mansfield Golf Club.
There you go. Yeah. Why? Free.
Cheap beer.
Cheap beer, exactly.
133353. What are we giving away, Rabsy?
$150 Audi voucher. You can grab one for yourself in your favourite AFL team and one for your kid as well.
They're good. They're bloody warm.
Yes, they are.
So, 133353, what are you a member of? Unusual.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Why is a SCOBY poll called a SCOBY?
SCOBY poll.
SCOBY. SCOBY. Shut up.
Bill, we're asking the family.
What are you a member of? Unusual, because I'm a member of the Linen Lovers, which is Adairs, and a very nice 40% off there the other day, Jimmy boy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We go to Nicole in, where is that, Rabs?
Wodonga and Albury.
Hello, Nicole. What are you a member of?
I am a member of Linen Lovers as well.
Oh, how good.
And yes, very good. Yes. I've been shopping there for years. Yeah. But I'm also a member of the Spotlight VIP.
Oh, yes, please.
What happens there?
And I just went there then and got 40% off. So I come out with a full trolley load.
Haberdashery. Is that what it is?
Oh, everything. Crafts, homewares. Bibs and bobs, curtains, you know.
Curtains, whatever.
Bids and bobs. I love
bibs
it.
Bibs and bobs.
Bibs and bobs. Good on you, Nico.
Awesome. Nick, stay there. Good work from you. Glennie's in Langwarrin. Hello, Glenroy.
Hello, James. How are you today?
Good. Glenn, where are you a member? Unusual.
Look, I live down in Langwarrin, but I'm a member of the Corowa Football Club. Since they're not playing this year, I want to keep the country club afloat.
Well, didn't I see a story where there's a group trying to keep them going somewhere?
Yeah, because of the floods this year, they haven't been able to put a team up. So we wanted to keep the membership going by the sound of things. So I've joined up, paid me $10 and kept my flow for a year.
Well done.
Remember we spoke to someone.
No, we did. But I saw an article in the recent papers saying that there is a group that are doing their best to keep them going. Let's hope they do.
Well done to you, Glenn. Steve's there. Hello, Stevie.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air, Stevie. What are you a member of?
Fat Jing and Rabs, how are we?
Yeah, that's better, Steve.
I'm a member of the Hermione German Club in Canberra.
Say that again?
Hermione German Club in Canberra.
What's Hermione?
It's a German club, Bill.
In Canberra.
Cheap grog, cheap food.
Righto, but is Hermione, what does that mean?
Isn't that a Harry Potter character?
I'm not German, mate.
What, are you going to have the big sausages?
No, they do the big pork knuckle on a Thursday night, mate. It's magnificent.
Yeah, don't go there.
Yeah, no,
it's only pork. I don't introduce any moose. Stay there, Stevie.
I'm looking up what Omani is.
Look at the gears ticking over in his head.
What is
he's
Omani?
Not right this week.
No, something's wrong.
It's a German word, Jim. Of wind instruments.
Simon's there in Wyndham Vale. Simo.
Simon.
Hey, guys, how are you going?
Good, Simo. You're a member of?
You're going to laugh, but Paranormal Seekers Victoria.
Oh, is that,
what is that?
Paranormal stuff you see on telly, all the scary stuff.
Yeah, so your hometown, Billy, we go to like Geelong Jail and we've been to the Clarkfield Hotel and stuff and investigated there. So we just try to capture the unknown and unknown noises, any sort of, yeah.
Now tell me, have you seen a ghost?
I haven't seen, but captured a lot of weird audio that we can't explain in, obviously, like Geelong Jail that has...
Yes.
Yeah.
They talk about that a lot, the Geelong Jail. There's something there.
Yeah, definitely something
That's
there.
Ghostbusters. Nothing like it. This is fair dinkum stuff here. I like this stuff because there is something out there, Jim.
Oh, did you say ghost?
No, I thought you said goat.
No.
Say there, Simo. We like that. Well done, Neil. Hello, Neilo.
How you going, fat man? And how you going, Jim?
Oh, here's Neilo.
Beautifully, Neilo.
What are you a member of, Neilo?
The Triple M Club boys.
Oh, sheepers. What do you get?
Well, I haven't won anything from them yet.
And guess what? You're not. What? But you must get some stubby holders, or do we send out some stickers?
What do they get, rabbits?
Stickers?
I get nothing. I haven't won anything, mate.
Well, you got to win something.
Whitney, what does he get? Something?
Well, that's why I'm ringing you boys.
All right. Some value
I'm
for
trying.
His membership.
We'll ring you back. Just
all right, we'll
hang
just stay
up.
There. We'll see what we can find for you, Neilo. Bryce is the Bracelet's in Berwick.
Bracelet.
Afternoon, Rab, Jim, Fat.
Hello, Bryce. Bryce.
What do you got for us, Brycey? What are you a member of Unusual?
I'm a member of Kitten, 68 Cecil Street in South Melbourne.
Oh,
what's
that's
that?
Somewhere over here, somewhere in South Melbourne.
Come on, Jim, think harder, mate. Kitten.
Hey, you're going the wrong way with this, Bryce. If you're asking for someone to know where it is, I reckon you should be looking across the desk at the bald bloke.
Yes. I stumbled in there one night.
Did you?
Yes.
Right. I did.
You didn't say Namibia, did you?
No, I didn't say Namibia. Kittens, that's a nice
right,
club.
I remember
very
there.
Nice. Yeah, nice
that's
club
it.
There.
Well, any not others? Bad, actually, Fat.
Palm Cove's there. Hole in One Club. That's a good one, Jim. I'm in that.
No, you're not.
I got a hole in
never
one.
Had a hole in one.
I haven't. I told you. It's you, a long one, though.
No one saw it.
No one. Of course they didn't, because it didn't
blokes.
Happen.
There was three of us, and
no
I got a hole in one,
that.
The old Geelong golf course.
No chance.
Actually,
you had a hole
if,
in one.
Who was I playing with? They'll ring up and tell you that's true. Straight in the hole.
All right. Wouldn't have. All right.
Who do you like?
Ooh. The Udi.
Steve from Hillsville, he might need it out there. It's bloody cold. But the Harmony German Club in Canberra, that was interesting.
You've won
thanks
yourself.
Guys, 100, appreciate it.
No worries, mate. $150 to get yourself an official AFL Udi in the team of your choice. Only available from theudi.com. The Udi is Australia's highest quality, warmest and longest lasting hooded wearable blanket, Bill.
Well, we need to get Neilo something.
Yes.
Neilo's joined the Triple M Club, hasn't got anything yet, so we need to get something going Neilo's way.
$100 grilled voucher
there you
headed
go,
to
Neil.
You, Neilo.
Neil?
Well done, boys. Thanks very much, fellas.
Congratulations. So we don't give you anything.
By the way, score 2-for-1 burgers every time your Aussie rules or
rugby league
team wins this season. Head to grill.com.au for details or to sign up. Tommy
Jones.
Do you
believe in ghosts?
No.
Reps? Something strange. That's idiot. In the neighborhood. There's something there, I'm telling you.
Is there?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
As I'm walking over there, there's this shrubbery.
Shrubbery?
Underneath the pavilion.
Now by the rubbery.
You can rubbery, I'll supply the rubbery. You can go to buggery. Tommy Jonas, not too far away. Ooh. Looking forward to speaking to the captain of Port Adelaide. Sadly, not playing.
No.
Friday night, but very good man. Law graduate.
No.
Intelligent man. As well as a very good footballer.
Are you sure?
I am sure. Are you sure?
You're sure?
Yes, we're bloody sure, Rabbit.
It's Ray Shaw's birthday today, by the way.
Is it really?
You sure?
Well, apparently we're sure. Happy birthday, Razor. Feedback coming with Rosie Walton shortly. But, Rabbits,
yes.
It's Thirsty Thursday on the Rush Hour.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Frothy time.
It's Thirsty Thursday. The Thirsty Camel's Hump Club for exclusive weekly offers and rewards. Membership has its perks. Join in store or at thirstycamel.com.au. Drink responsibly.
There he is. The Thirsty Camel, Jim. Have a beer.
I've never heard
have
a thirsty
beer.
Camel.
Oh, no. Thirsty.
That's ridiculous.
I know. Thirsty. Now, we've had some very good games the last couple of weeks, close games, but yes. I tell you what, this week. Round 7, Jim.
Yes.
Some lopsided games on paper. Let me tell you.
I hear you.
Brisbane Fremantle.
Well, Friday night is not, so we're starting
with
we'll
go past that because that is a good game. Brisbane and Fremantle at the Gabba.
Yep.
Brisbane just win there. Frio are out to about $6. Good luck.
Battling away.
No connection.
The next one's not bad.
Well, Battle of the Bridge.
Yeah. That's
Sydney
a tighter game.
And the Giants.
I would expect Sydney to win, but it's a tighter game.
No, Sydney will be fired up. Big Horse will have him going this week. No, and Sam Taylor out for the Giants.
Yes.
I told you how good he was last week. Oh, you haven't found him yet, but I did.
What's the game?
Battle of the Bridge. Battle it out.
Yeah, that's it. They'll be barreling it out.
Western Bulldogs Hawthorn. Hawks are out to about $4.50.
And that's at Marvel, their home ground. So,
but the Hawks had 87 tackles last week. They're having a bit of a crack,
right.
You know.
Yes.
Melbourne, North Melbourne, Jim.
I would firmly expect North Melbourne to bounce back because they have been horrible
the
last 2 weeks.
They have.
And that won't be pleasing the little master. I'm saying that Melbourne will be comfortable favourites going in, but I expect North Melbourne to play better footy. Jai Simkin back.
About $1.05 to about $10.
Yeah, yeah, that's
so
right.
That's lopsided.
That is. Yep.
West Coast Eagles. I don't know where they're at, Jim.
No.
Where
they're at home.
Oh, yeah, that's
they're
where
at home.
They're at, right.
Dangerous game, I reckon, this for the Blues. I'm not saying they'll lose, But they can't keep losing West Coast.
And Carlton need a big win.
They do.
They really do.
So you're saying that's going to be a fill-up for the Blues?
Carlton will win by 10.
All right.
10 goals there, Jim. Essendon Cats, that's the Farmer's Day.
Yeah, that's not country as game. One-sided.
Country game. No, no, that's right. Mm-hmm. Bombers are going well. Don't worry about that. Richmond should beat the Gold Coast Suns, Jimmy boy.
But again, that's not a ridiculously one-sided affair.
You know what they've got to do is improve their kicking, the Tigers, at goal. It was terrible.
And then we've got Adelaide Collingwood in Adelaide. So they actually aren't that one-sided.
No, they are.
Well, a lot of them quite not one-sided.
Six of the nine are one-sided, my friend. There's six of them there. Do you know, I know some other news?
I thought saying Rory Laird might be... might not play.
Oh, no.
A tight calf.
I think four of them are one-sided. That's what six. I think.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. They might win that, the Crows over there at Adelaide Oval. Mm-hmm. Collingwood just off the back of that big game on Tuesday,
yeah,
Jim.
Yeah, short
I'll tell you what else. Apparently the number one pick, what's his name? Harley Reid? Harley?
Where did you go with that first pick?
Harley Reid. Going to be a star, they reckon, Jim. Going to play for Carlton VFL this weekend. That's interesting. Okay.
All right, Rosie Walton, we've got some feedback.
Put that
in your
pipe.
To be ferocious.
Yes, Thirsty Hamill's Hump Club, by the way.
Thirsty Hamill.
Thirsty Hamill.
Aaron Hamill's looking for a sip.
Say it again.
Aaron Hamill would be a member of Thirsty Hamill's Hump Club, by the way, for exclusive weekly offers and rewards. Membership has its perks. Join in-store or at thirstycamel.com.au. Drink responsibly. Even camels and Aaron Hamill get thirsty. Oh, I haven't listened to him. Oh.
Actually, I feel like a beer.
So does Aaron Hamill. Rosie Walton in the studio next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What are you doing, fat?
I'm listening to your stories.
I can't even see your stupid bald head.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole, Rosie Walton.
Yeah, no interrupting because she's got a lot to get through and not much time. Hose, take it away.
Thanks, James. Tom Papley joined Triple M Saturday Rub a few weeks ago. He wanted to be called the Tip Rat.
Yep.
Stephen Milne joined the Saturday Rub last week and said no.
Nope. It's
offered
mine.
The nickname Pipsqueak instead. Yes. We had our list.
Yep.
At the top of that list was
the Trash Panda. Yep, I love
so
the Trash
I put
Panda.
Out on our Instagram, pick two, Pipsqueak or Trash Panda. And my phone is deciding to die right now, which is really bad.
Mm-hmm. It would have been Trash Panda comfortably,
no.
Surely.
Pipsqueak, 57%. Trash Panda, only 43%. More importantly, this message came through.
Mm-hmm.
None of the above.
Ooh.
From Tom Papley.
Ah, Pap.
Not happy.
Oh, no.
Like that.
Anyway, it's Trash Panda.
Yeah, he gets Trash Panda.
How's the Supercoach team going, by the way? We have had an inquiry. Do I need to bring this back another time? Could we check on Bill's Supercoach?
No, he's won 3 from 3 in his league.
Yeah, right. Unbeaten.
Matt Gutler was just wondering whether you've given up already.
No, I haven't. Okay. No, Rabs and I study it every Friday.
So only three games.
We had the trade Took Miller out, unfortunately.
Yes, yeah, he got
started
injured.
A bit later. Yeah.
Started a bit later. Right,
we've bought in Rory Laird this week. Might
top
have
of the ladder.
Started later.
St Kilda, yeah, fatties.
Keep going, Jose.
At the minute.
Alan Meadow sent us a Facebook message going, listening in from Japan, boys. The toilets here are fantastic. If only I had one back in Sydney, but I've heard just too much money to install. Bidet and dryer, so no runny paper. He meant dunny paper.
Yep.
And ladies, running water and bird sounds while you're on the job, so all good. Big Al.
You and I have spoken about the beautiful thing that is a bidet many times. If you're building a house, it is essential.
Really?
It's an essential item.
Why didn't you get one in your house? Too cheap?
Cleans one. No, because he put
a
bloody
tiny bathroom.
Oh, sorry,
I got
laundry.
The washing machine in there.
Jeez, I wish I put that
you
in the kitchen.
Spin cycle.
So when you go on that bidet.
Oh, how good.
Do you actually have to do anything
down
then,
the back there? It just ends up as pristine as the day you were born.
But is it all dry?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't give you a full drying. You need
some of them have dryers now too. It's like a car wash.
Well, they're a superb thing.
In Bill's own words,
I might have an enema. Would a dry mine?
No. You have to get a big one.
Greg Dickens has sent us a message saying,
cider.
You guys need to come to the Baldale Hotel near Albury.
Wodonga and Albury.
That sound bit you use all the time about Albury. Yes, we just played it. Bill, you come to Yarrawonga, come some. Oh,
hose.
the rest of the area.
She's just skipping a few words.
I can promise a long Longmire will be at the pub.
Where at?
The Baldale.
Or Yarrawonga. He's mentioned both. I don't know. I should have probably.
Well, the Baldale Hotel.
We should go to Albury.
We should.
Because we get a lot of callers from Albury.
Passionate supporters there.
Exactly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Righto.
Cameron Gregg. Saying, yes. Hi, Rose and team. Love the show. Billy's favourite Formula One Grand Prix is on this weekend.
Oh, no.
Can we get a compilation of the places he can't say?
Yes.
Cheers, Cameron.
As Bergerjan. As Bergerjan. As Barnjan.
As a Barnjan. That's my favourite one, the third one.
Exactly the same thing at the same time.
Would, his name be Greg Cameron?
No.
Cameron Gregg.
Cameron Gregg.
Gregg.
Two G's on the end. How else am I supposed to pronounce it?
I know we had to cut you short there because we've got Tommy Jonas coming up.
Nothing about the jokes, how good they've been.
No time.
We'll get more feedback with Rosie tomorrow, I reckon.
No.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So where do we go now?
Jim's looking to us.
Right now we're joined by the Port Adelaide captain, Tommy Jonas.
My name's Jonas. Big hit, Jonas on Brown. Brown's hit the deck and he's on his knees. Root. Long ball to the outside wing. Jonas hit the pack hard. Killed the footy, smacked it out of bounds.
He's nailed a couple early, Jonas, hasn't he?
Tom Lynch got a great tackle on Lynch. That was enormous. It was the Port skipper, Tom Jonas.
That was the most brilliant tackle I've ever seen.
Tommy Jonas joins us live from Adelaide. Welcome to you, mate.
Jeepers creepers, boy. That's the best intro I've ever had, I reckon.
Well, what about the highlight?
Deserved.
No, punches, tackles and knocking blokes to the ground.
Old school.
Any chance of a mark or a goal?
Nah, don't waste your time with that stuff.
Actually, one goal in 208 games.
Well, he's a key defender, Bill.
Run us through that, Jonesy, the goal.
Obviously, match winning. I think we're midway through the third, about 40 points up on the doggies, snuck forward and just slotted it from 45, and I think about three of the boys knew it was my first goal. So
that's all.
pretty disappointing from the lads, to be honest.
You haven't got down there and thought I might just snaffle myself another one, especially when you're up by 70 or 80.
Well, after that reception, I thought, what's all the hullabaloo, you know? I'm better off just doing a big spoil and I get a big pump up on Triple M.
Exactly right. Now, I'm reading here, Port Adelaide captain Tom Jonas, that's you, has accepted a one-match ban for high contact with West Coast Jai Cully. How does it all work between you and the club and the AFL? Do you have a look at it and you think, oh, we're going to appeal it? How's it all work there, old Tonga?
Old what?
Tonga.
Kenny rolls in post-game and he goes, oh, he might be in a little bit of strife for that,
yes.
mate. And I go, oh, okay, beautiful. So go and have a little squiz on Twitter, get the slow-mo that usually is the most incriminating footage, and then it's just a waiting game. So you get a call from one of Chris Davies' offsiders and he said, look, this is what we're thinking. We've had a squiz at it. And then the grading comes through and they go, what do you want to do? You want to accept it? This is what we think. You know, your chances of getting off or whatnot. And then I go, well, I've been to the tribunal a couple of times and haven't had a whole lot of luck. So I think I'll just take my medicine and sit this one out.
Do you get blokes like I'm thinking in my time of Boomer Harvey?
Yeah.
Who could dead set have belted someone ahead like Clubber Lang and Rocky.
Yeah,
and no, we're going to challenge it.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Do you get blokes at Port that it doesn't matter how bad it looks, they go, no, we're sending it up?
Oh, yeah. It's a bit like Watto with the old LB reviews.
That's it.
You know? Just like, bang. Straight away.
Who does it? The Captain India.
Yes, he's
Virat Kohli.
Kohli, that's
of
it,
India,
Jim.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, of India, mate. He gets clean bowl and he goes upstairs. Mate. It's unbelievable.
Hey, Tommy, tell me this because you've accepted this 1 week. Are the players getting their heads around the electing to bump thing, the dangerous tackle? We noticed as commentators on the weekend, it looked like players were being much more careful in that tackling motion. Do you think that's a reality, or are we imagining it?
No, we certainly are. And I think, you know, my incident probably sits outside of that a little bit. I think if you're in enough collisions at some stage, you might have a head-on-head collision.
Yep.
Like that wasn't a shoulder to the head. But I even looked at the Callum Ward one and the Jesse Motlop one, and they're certainly, you know, they're pulling back a little bit compared to what you might have seen even 6 months ago or certainly 2 or 3 years ago. So we're getting there, but unfortunately there's probably going to be a few more that pay the price before we fully eradicate it.
But the players are understanding it, and that's what we like, Jim. And the MRO's been really tough on it this year. And I reckon the players are trying. It's just a couple of ones, A couple of ones, sorry. Hilly,
what are you doing there, Fat?
No, I mean, plug just come out. A couple of ones there where they hit the ground, you go, oh, no. And you kind of don't mean it, but it happens.
Yeah, exactly. You can't, I mean, at the end of the day, it's collision support sport, and you're going to get everything right. So you just got to work within the parameters and sometimes just, you know, take the loss.
Now, big Dicko coming back. I haven't seen the teams, Charles, of course, but we need him on Friday Night Football.
Yeah, big Mick will be rolling around out there. We have Dougal Howard gloving him as usual. He always gives him a fair bit of attention. So, yeah, and then hopefully we can just get my boy Wilk sitting in the hole and big Mick can rear the knee up. So, yeah, there's a couple of boys will be playing against their mates, which is always a bit of fun.
Actually, they've been good, their back line. We spoke about that earlier in the show with Dan Butler. Mm. The back line has been great. Been but tell you what, Port are going well, 4-2, 3 in
a
row.
After the showdown, Tommy, because that didn't go your way.
And they were all coming for Kenny, said no, he's untenable,
That's
I think
it.
The word
Short,
was.
Short, back and sides, that looked like it gave the group, and since then you've been superb.
Yeah, we've just been chugging away. Jeez, we copped it after that one. So, I mean, it's nice to get a bit of momentum working out sort of the, you know, our DNA and what's been working for us and just building. It's not like we've absolutely blown sides away, but we're playing consistent footy and blokes are finding that form that we need, you know.
How is Kenneth? We love Kenneth, the good Geelong player, of course, and now coaching. You love him, do you, as a captain?
Yeah, absolutely. He doesn't fluctuate much, Kenny. I mean, he obviously cops it from all angles and, you know, he's sort of unwavering in what he does around the club. So we're pretty fortunate in that respect.
Good boy.
And Jason Horne-Francis, how's he tracking it from over here? Someone asked me the other day about it, Tommy, and I said, I don't understand why you'd boo anyone ever in a sporting event. It doesn't make any sense to me. But in this one, I just see wins everywhere. North Melbourne are delighted with what they've ended up with. Jason Horne-Francis is back in the state he wants to live in, playing for the club he wants to play for. You're delighted to have him. I don't see a loss anywhere involved in this.
Yeah, I'm certainly on the same page as you, JB. I reckon, you know, had they had their time again, they probably just take the second best player in that draft. So it's the same as getting picked two, isn't it?
Yep.
And yeah, you know, he's a young bloke and he deserves to be happy and enjoying his footy. Yeah. So like you said, everyone's a winner and he's played some really strong footy for us. He came up clutch with a really big quarter in the Western Bulldogs game and it's just going to be about building for him. He's, you know, he's just gone out and dominated in under-18s footy and well, all of his junior footy. So he's just going to add some layers to the way he plays. And, you know, he'll have ups and downs like any young player.
But as his skipper, do you have any more work to do with him than maybe others? Or is that for Kenny or, you know, for Chris Davies? How does that get handled?
Yeah, yes and no. You know, someone of his calibre has a lot of natural playing talent, sees the game well, and leadership talent. So he can do a lot of it by himself, but it's our responsibility to be able to maximise that and also, you know, guide him where he needs to be, especially when he is, you know, in the throes of getting booed and that sort of thing. You got to throw your arms around him and also stand up for him.
Well, let's hope it stops because it's not warranted, especially if it's a bloody game against a team that's had nothing to do with him.
Unfortunately, the supporters, some of them, Jim.
Well, I just said, let's hope it stops. Now, we're going to take a break because we need to know more about Tommy Jones. Lord. We know what sort of a bloody superstar footballer he is, but I'm looking down the other stuff.
His own label.
Winemaker.
Law graduate.
Well, law.
You wouldn't think more that fair, Dickon.
Slow down.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I couldn't make all those mistakes.
Tom Jonas from the Port Adelaide Football Club is stuck around, JB.
And as Bill correctly said just before, a law graduate from the University of Adelaide, did you decide not to go forward with your law career because you realised, Tommy, you'd be representing most of your fans?
And myself from time to time as well, it seems. So I would have gone broke.
So you did actually start it.
Well, and I finished it as well.
Bill, he's a graduate. You can't graduate
well,
if you haven't finished.
Well, I haven't been to uni. I don't understand how it all works. How many years that take, TJ?
Yeah, look, the story is I was a bit of a tire kicker. I was just doing a bit of uni, working part-time and having a kick for the red legs, and then I was fortunate enough to get drafted, and I'd knocked off a couple of years of this degree, so I thought, well, I've come this far. Why not keep going? So 9 years later, I finally threw the hat in the air, and now that piece of paper is sitting safely at the bottom drawer of my desk, what? Gathering dust.
Yeah, but it'll set you up beautifully post-career.
Oh, well, ideally, not. I think you've got a law degree, don't you, Bill? That's what you on air.
Look how well Bill's gone.
I'm street smart. I'm street smart. You might have those degrees, but I can walk down the street here and know what's going on, Tommy.
Do you, Bill?
Yeah, I'll tell you what we do love. The whole AFL world loves what Jeremy Finlayson's going through, but also playing bloody great footy, mate. You must love him.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's an incredible story, and yes, just the way, you know, him and Kel have just attacked the whole thing. She's out there using her story to help others, and, you know, to be honest, his footy and his leadership around the through the forward line has just gone from strength to strength. So, I mean, it's just a feel-good story and great one to watch.
Love Tell it. Us about Hey Diddle Wines.
Yeah, I don't know if you wrap the lips around a couple of Brussels sprouts as well. You're here, but...
My lips are very rarely not around one of
them. I'll have to get some over to the studio. Myself and Brad Ebert set up a little wine label about 5 years ago, just making small batches of quality South Australian vino, as we're renowned for. So that's a good little distraction when... you're getting away from the footy field.
Do you use the same winemaker with each one, or do you flip around?
Yeah, we got one of the winemakers in the business, so he takes care of all the reds. He's based up in just out of Nuriupur in the Barossa, and another Ross Trevor Old Collegian. He takes care of our white wines. He's based up in Adelaide Hills.
Very, very strong footy school, by the way, Ross Trevor.
Oh, I thought you were a country boy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just like you said, the old boy's got, you know, got those proper big strong hands, and I've got these little book hands. So, yeah, you know, somewhere between Norwood and, the hills.
Does the old man have a sip of your wine?
Tell you what, he's drinking his dry at the moment. If I've ever done a tasting, I just give him a holler and he comes down and cleans up all the leftovers.
Good on him. Hey, no good with Mitch Georgiadis, mate. Though these are shocking news.
Yeah, really disappointing. You know, it's something that footballers go through. You know, you have those injuries, and hopefully it's a blessing in disguise. Mitch, you know, has almost a Robbie Gray moment and comes back bigger and stronger and better afterwards. But for now, you know, supporting him, he's off to Perth to get it tidied up and spend some time with family and around the people that care for him and he cares for. So, we'll do what we need to do there and he'll be right. He'll come back and, he's got plenty of talent. So, really excited for what he can do.
Now, Tommy, I know the fact that you're not related to the great Peter Jonas, but I don't believe it. I'll tell you why, because I lived in Adelaide for 16 years. Not that big a joint.
No.
Everyone's pretty much related to everyone somewhere or another. That's a man who played 82 games for North back in the 80s and one of the great men too, by the way, Peter Jonas. How the hell aren't you related to him?
So you're just a bit flat you didn't get me your father's son.
Oh, no. Well, he didn't play enough bloody games either, 82, Jonah.
Oh, to be honest, I've been asking my old girl a couple of the same questions because it's usually the first question I get, and I don't know too many other Jonases around town.
No, that's
like
the
said,
point. So. It's not that common enough. Have you met Pete?
Yeah, he's a very good great man. Fella. He makes plenty of time for you. I do enjoy running into him, my grandpa from time to time.
Yeah, that's him. Central District's legend, of course, came over and played for North. Broke his leg a couple of times, but one of the great men.
He was, a ripper. Are you got any brothers, Jonas?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got a couple. One's out in Ceduna, just hanging out.
Was that your Jonas Brothers joke?
Yeah, that was it. And I reckon he fell for it.
I took all the bait there.
I tell you, there's no, small Adelaide is, Jim.
Bloody oath, I do.
Well, there's no road rage in Adelaide. Because down Anzac Highway.
It's 8 lanes.
No, they get out and they go, g'day, Tom, how are you going, mate? How's the missus and kids? Because everyone knows everyone. Yes. I heard that little comedian was going with that.
Now, you like to drop a line in, Tommy. Where do you go down to Victor Harbour sort of way or out the peninsula? Where are you fishing?
Couple of southern bluefin tuna off Victor Harbour, but otherwise can't beat KI. Yeah, it's God's country over
Where's
there.
That?
So Kangaroo Island.
They're building a golf course over there, Tommy. I don't know if you're aware.
Little charter flight from Melbourne straight over there. So beautiful.
KI,
the builder of the golf course I ran into a while back.
Mm-hmm.
The bloke actually on the tools, moving the earth around.
Yeah,
and he said to me, that's the best site for a golf course I've ever seen.
Because of the sand?
Yeah, it's right on the cliff, so it's going to be absolutely stunning.
Or the grass. Hey, a couple of interesting players there at Port Adelaide, Jim.
Go on.
Lockie Jones with the mullet.
Yes.
And that hair, what's he like?
He's hard as a cat's head, Jonesy, but it's a bit of smoke and mirrors. When he's not doing burnouts and, riding sheep, he's actually a really clever fella. I think he got about 99 in his ATAR.
Ooh.
And he's got those street smarts as well that you spoke about.
Righto, what about the Sam Powell Pepper? What's he like off the field?
He's just, you see, he's mad as a cut snake on field. And I mean, maybe off field from time to time, but since he's got the hugs and kisses and he's had his, you know, first daughter, he's just the most gentle and caring and nice fella.
Wow.
And I think the stability in his life and the way that's transformed his footy is just another one of those great stories.
Orazio, where's he been?
He's around. He played a few games early on, but he's been struck down with a little quad issue, unfortunately for him. He's had a rough trot, poor fella.
Yeah,
But no, he's a great man. He's very sociable. I'm surprised he doesn't have you on speed dial, Bill. He's got pretty much the rest of the AFL world.
Well, he's had a rough trot since he came in here and Bill didn't recognise him and asked him to go and get him a coffee.
Well, I thought he was a coffee boy. He looked like he was 12 years old.
That's 100% what happened. I'll tell you, the other one I love, Tommy, is Xavier Dersma, because he came in with Butters and Rosie and everyone sort of went, right, these three are going to be the future of the club. And the other two sort of took off. And he plateaued a bit, and we all thought, oh, I don't know where he's going with the old arrow and everything. Arrow. He's come back in, played behind the ball, and has been superb.
Yeah, he's found his groove again this year. And, I mean, for him, it's just someone showing that belief and confidence in him, and he's had a bit more of a consistent run over pre-season. He's back to playing that really consistent footy that we want. You know, he's just a wingman that gets back and is not afraid to fly for his marks.
Brilliant. Mm. I love what he's done. It's cool.
It's a big one. Friday night footy at Marvel Stadium. Power 4-2 take on the Saints 5-1.
It's a ripper.
It's a big, big game. You won't be there, Tommy boy, but all the best.
Well, probably coming over, I'd imagine.
No, he's not allowed to. He's suspended. He just stays back and drinks his wine. With these Jonas brothers.
Hey, good luck, mate. Going to be a massive game. We can't wait.
Thanks for having me, boys.
See you, Tom Jonas, the captain of the Port Adelaide Footy Club on the Rush Hour. Triple M.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw and Anthony William Brownless.
Oh, what about that for a show? Dan Butler, superb. Tom Jonas, superb. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, of course, Friday. How's it Friday?
Well,
it just seems like today's Thursday. Ridiculous bloody setup. But Brag Artist, always on a Friday. Idiot Song.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all the leftovers from the 19 minutes Maddie had prepared. And then we're looking ahead, of course, to a massive Friday night game, Port Adelaide and the Saints. So, Bill.
Yes.
No repeating, all right? You actually cheated yesterday.
Now, Jim.
You told a joke you've told five times.
It's not up to you. Can I just go with some Bill's feedback here? I know he had Hosemary in, but this is from Smiley R. Wood, Jim, and I love this. That's an absolute ripper, Fat, talking about yesterday's joke. Mm-hmm. Keep them coming, Billy boy. Some people hadn't heard it before, and you're not there to please Jimmy's jokes, right? Yes. So it's not about you, it's about the listeners and the family.
Bill, I can do that. I can tell two nuns riding through the Vatican City every week.
And what
it's
happened?
It's funny every time, but it's cheating.
No, what happened with
them? I'm not going with the rest. It's probably a Friday number.
Must have been the
probably one of those Friday numbers.
Jimmy Jokeless, he said too. Well done, Smiley R. Wood.
All right, Smiley.
So remember,
see if you can enjoy this one.
Yes.
Day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Legends making legends at Builders Academy. Buildersacademy.com.au.
Builders Academy would have loved yesterday. Legends making legends at buildersacademy.com.au.
Legends making legends. Now, you might have heard this one before. And if I offend anyone.
You can just start like that. And you might have heard this one before.
And if I offend anyone, I'm sorry. Jim. But it's a little favourite.
If it's an old one and it's offensive, why are you telling it?
Because it's one of my faves.
Right.
And it's for the family.
Yeah.
It's for the family out there.
Right.
And Beersy said it's flying as of yesterday's joke. Very nice. Why did Susie fall off the swing, Jim?
Oh, my God. Bill.
Because she didn't have any arms.
Oh, Bill.
Knock, knock.
I'm distancing myself.
Knock, knock, Rabs.
Who's there?
Well, it wouldn't be Susie.
This meter between me and is me distancing.
You got COVID
from that joke.
That's a good joke.
That's a good.
No, look at Beersy. They're already ticking over out there.
No
love it, Fat.
There.
Fat, great joke. Well done, jokeless Jim.
Jim's out.
Well done. Out. See what we got there.
Distance.
Boom, wah, 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 wah. Two out of three ain't bad.
Distance. He doesn't get it.
No. so he doesn't get it.
No.
Doesn't want to get it.
I haven't been on air.
No one asked you.
The last 4 minutes I've been on air.
It's been the best bit of radio ever.
So when we go up in front of some committee, I wasn't on air.
Yes, we're in it. We're a team. Rush our team. I take wits, I take hose, I take beersy.
No.
Take onion. What's onion doing out there? Brad, you're in.
I'm in.
Triple M's Rush Hour, thanks to Bluebet. Get around Bluebet's all-new AFL Same Game Stat Wars. Pit superstar versus superstar in head-to-head battles every game. Download the app today. What are you really gambling with?